Let your body relax. And be here now. In this place we love so much. Let your mind go back to why you love this place so much. To what brought you into unity. Maybe like me, it was from that first Sunday. A lot of you have told me that story, the story of your first Sunday in unity. Maybe unity grew on you until you finally realized this is where you belonged. Maybe you grew up in unity, but at some point, you realized unity was different than other places. Unity was special. And let's just embrace what has made it special to us. Embrace why we're here. We have beautiful music here, but we're not here to listen to the music. We have friends here, but we're not really here looking for friends. What we found here is something that makes us feel like ourselves, like we belong. Not like belonging to a club, but are in our spiritual home, are in that place where we feel, truly feel, one with God and each other. And let's open our mind to the idea that, you know, everyone should have this experience. Everyone should find their right place, even if this is not their place. And though our friends and loved ones may pursue paths other than our own, we can encourage them in their journey forward, knowing that the closer we get to God, the closer we will get to each other. We don't need to preach or proselytize or convert someone. We just need to live our unity. It is by our example that we show people what unity means. Help us to appreciate always why we're here. To honor others by appreciating why they are pursuing their own paths. To know, Lord, that although you may be called by many names and worshiped in many ways, it's all just you. It's all just you, Lord. In the name of Christ, help us to know this is so. For ourselves and for all of our neighbors and loved ones. And in the name of Christ, Lord of us all, let us complete our prayer time as we join together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power. A fragile soul was losing ground, sorting through the earthly babble. Heaven heard the sound. This was a life of no distinction, no successes, only tries. Yet, gazing down on this unlovely one, there was love in heaven's eyes. Heaven's eyes, there are no losers. Heaven's eyes, no hopeless cause. Only people like you, with feelings like me, amazed by the grace we can find. Heaven's eyes. The orphan child, the wayward father, the homeless traveler. Life goes by and no one bothers. Heaven feels the pain, looking down, God sees each heartache, knows each sorrow, hears each cry. And looking up, We'll see compassion's fire ablaze in heaven's eyes. In heaven's eyes, there are no losers. In heaven's eyes, no hopeless cause. Only people like you, feelings like me, amazed by the grace we can find. In heaven's eyes there are no losers. In heaven's eyes there is no hopeless cause. People like you, feelings like me, and we're amazed by the grace we can find. In heaven's eyes.